Move over, Superman. There is a new superhero in town. This caped crusader searches London streets for cars that have the big steel boot clamped on them for parking violations. He then frees them with a circular saw. It's amazing, it's heroic, it's completely illegal, and it's angle grinder man's response to what he sees as draconian parking regulations. The superhero has won the inevitable international celebrity. Just last week, he was profiled by the New York Times. Though his identity is kept secret, he did take time out to talk to me about his mission and his superhero name.
Well, an angle grinder is the name of the tool that I use, the spinning disc cutter that builders use for cutting bricks, but I use with a metal cutting disc for cutting wheel clamps. I did think of lots of other names that I could use, but I settled on angle grinder man because what I did is kind of half summed up in the title. But then again, I didn't figure on the fact that people in other countries didn't always know what an angle grinder was.
So that was you didn't count on your international celebrity.
Yeah, quite. I didn't realize it was going to take off abroad in quite the way that it has. That's right.
Okay, so you're angle grinder man, and you also wear a costume.
Yes.
Can you describe the costume for us?
Yeah, sure. It's like a kind of light sky blue leotard, which is leggings and like a long form-fitting tight long-sleeve T-shirt. Then I've got golden boots, golden knee protectors.
Protectors? Why do you need knee protectors? Oh, because you're on the pavement taking
well,
the boot
off. Well,
that's
right. I did them because I thought it looked good for the costume, for one thing, and I also thought it might help my knees a little bit. But of course, as soon as I bend down, all the gold paint comes off the knee protectors anyway, so they're not really that kind of practical and functional. But they look very nice, so there you go. And then I've got some gold underpants, which I wear over the top of the leotard, and a golden cape, of course, and also eye protectors as well.
So basically you're a spectacle.
Well, some people have said that. I think I look very smart.
Well, I wonder why call so much attention to yourself if you're doing something that's illegal, and ostensibly you want to be furtive about cutting people's boots off their cars.
Well, that's true, Madeline, but I kind of use reverse psychology here. Although I have a very, very serious political message behind what I do, and I feel very, very strongly about the message which I'm trying to bring to people, I felt that it would reach a wider audience if I could do it in a very funny way and bring a little bit of kind of ridiculousness because the situation, the parking regulations are ridiculous.
I just want to find out exactly how you do it. You are driving around London.
Yes.
You just so happen to be wearing your costume.
Well, I do it in two ways. To start with, before everybody had heard of me, I started giving out flyers and going out kind of on patrol, as it were. And when I did that, I didn't have my costume on. And, of course, before I cut someone's wheel clamp off, I have to explain to them the legal ramifications and what will happen and let them cool down for a little bit. And then if everything's okay and then they want me to do it, then I go ahead and do it. When people began to hear of me, I don't need to go out cruising so much now. I get called up by people now, and then I can go out, I can explain the legal technicalities on the phone beforehand, and then I can put my costume on before I set out, whereas when I'm just driving around looking for people, I'd explain everything to them, and then I'd go around the corner, warm up the angle grinder, then get changed, and then come out, because once I actually start, I have to be, it all happens very, very quickly. Once I'm actually going to do it, and I get out of the car, the clamps off in about a minute, and I'm gone, which it has to be that way, otherwise I'm going to get caught, obviously.
Maybe we'll be seeing you on the mean streets of London one day.
Thank you very much. Well, hopefully not on America's Most Wanted.
And that's Angle Grinder Man.